Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Now, a lot of us have one tool in our kitchen or one item in our kitchen that we might not be using properly. And if the walk is yours, we've got the answer in Quanjay Chin. He's going to be joining us now to tell us all about a special event hosted next weekend, but also what we can do with our walks. How are you?
I'm great, Alison. How are you doing? How are you keeping?
Great, great. So everyone would know you from the 6 o'clock show. You're a resident chef there. You're in Donegal, but you do have a restaurant in Dublin, in Capital Dock in Dublin too. What's that called?
Yeah, it's called Bites by Quanjay. So, I just came up to Donegal just for the weekend, you know, and what a fabulous weather to get it. You know?
Oh, I know. So, it's incredible. You have the astute title of publishing the first ever Irish-Chinese cookbook.
I know. How amazing is that? I just still can't believe it, you know, that I got the opportunity to do that with Blast the Book, you know, series.
Yes.
And I'm quite honoured, you know what I mean, to have that, yeah.
Definitely. So. And it was just last year. So it includes some of your favourite meals, of course, as well, and keeping in touch with your Asian heritage. But it's full of incredible recipes.
Yeah, so the recipes, what we decided was I wanted to, you know, go back to my memories because, you know, go back to my roots. We came from a Chinese kind of restaurant takeaway, but I traveled a lot, so I want to incorporate most of the fusion stuff in there, and also the favorites that I want as well, you know what I mean, that I grew up with. And the book has been great, so dumplings is definitely in there. I have this craving for banana fritters now and again with, you know, rum and raisin ice cream. I don't know why, but...
we were just talking in studio about how we're starving, and we were talking about our favorite styles of cuisine, and we're like, it is definitely up there. But it's called Walk, and you've got vegetarian and street food and sweet things as well, and chicken, seafood, pork. You've broken it down into different sections, 9 sections in the book, so it's easy for people to access anyway.
It's a brilliant little book, and it's brilliant serious, and I'm so delighted to get it going, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
And we're bringing the book to life as well. This is just amazing, you know, so I got the opportunity to do this too.
Yeah,
so.
And this is the first really of its kind, an event next weekend, the 29th of April.
29th, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Irish Museum of Modern Art, and it's called the Cookbook Club. So tell us what's going to happen.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to pick a array of dishes. We make it into courses. We're bringing the book to life, basically. So I'm going to talk about when each dish comes out, and to explain why I cooked this dish and what's the story behind it. You know what I mean? So So I'm so excited to work with the team there at Camaro Bakery, and we, you know, what a location! Like, you
oh
know,
my
if
god!
Somebody's, if somebody's telling me that I'm going to be doing, you know, a cookbook event and bringing the cookbook to life, like in the Irish Modern Art Museum and Art, you know.
It's just such a genius idea. It's such a good idea. So people will get a copy of Walk to bring the recipes home with themselves as well. And then obviously you're doing a demo and a talk and all that kind of stuff. Do you know the kind of dishes you're going to make, or have you thought about it yet?
Yeah, dumplings is definitely on the menu because we travel around the country with doing the festivals and doing dumplings, you know, so... we're definitely going to do a nice scallop this year. It's kind of traditional with the glass noodles.
Oh, wow.
And we also do char siu. We also do some steamed fish as well, and some sides as well, and some little bits and pieces for under the sleeve as well. So,
So, Quanjay, I have to ask you something as well. So, years ago, I was on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show producing it, and we went to Shanghai. And I feel like something was very much lost in translation when it came to dumplings, because we were trying, so I'm vegetarian, so I was asking for something, and we thought the person said back to us, "Do you want a hot dump?" And I don't think that's what was said. I'm pretty sure that was not what they meant, or what we were meant to hear. But we got obsessed with these. They were dumplings, I think, but they're more buns. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's different styles of ones. There's these pot sticker type ones, but they have a dough kind of bread, kind of, you know, but they have a filling inside.
Yes, that's the one.
With a bit of juice inside as well. So that's a Shanghai dumpling.
Yeah.
So, but they're delicious, so they are.
Yeah. So everyone I was with went for the pork ones, but I said vegetarian. I think that's what it was. I don't know. What was in it, though?
I hope you got the vegetarian ones. So.
But we got obsessed with them. Like, we'd be halfway through the working delicious. Day, and then we're like, we got to go get some of those. Yeah. They were so delicious.
It's the kind of thing that you just walk and snack on, you know? So,
it's brilliant. And you make so many incredible dishes on the 6 o'clock show, and it's just so good for people to, you know, look at fast fusion and look at different, you know, cooking styles and just introduce new things into the diet, I suppose.
Yeah, so that's what this book, I created this book mostly with the recipes that I've been doing over the last 8 years on the 6 o'clock show. So they're very achievable. So I wanted to make a cookbook that's very achievable, you know. So and wok cooking is, you know, why I get the most questions on this, like, how do you cook with a wok and what do you do with a wok, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's what we do. We kind of introduce, you know, simple Asian kind of introduce to people on screen. Yes. Yeah.
So I suppose before I do let you go, though, the one thing is, what is the big mistake that people make with the wok?
Okay, so wok cooking, just what I've been using in the wok the last couple of years is that I've been using a non-stick, heavy-based pan, flat pan for induction, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I use on the 6 o'clock show. And what most people get wrong is preparation in advance. Have all your vegetables cut and meat all marinated and all ready at the side, because you don't have time, once you start the wok, you don't have time to go and cut stuff. And also keep the temperature up very high. So when you put in and you see a drop of oil in there and starts to smoke, most people start turning the flames down straight away, and that cools the wok. But by the time you add in the vegetables, that cools the wok down. So keep the temperature up high, because that's where people mostly, oh, why is my vegetables boiling, or it's just not frying, you know? It's because your temperature's not high
enough. You've dropped it.
Exactly.
Excellent. So, yeah. Oh my God, I could talk to you forever. So it's the 29th of April, 6 till 9:30, the Irish Museum of Modern Art, and people can find all the information there. Where's the best website, or where's the best point of contact for you online?
So cookbook, cookbookclubevents.com, so you can go on and you read all about the event, and info@quarantine.com if you want to look at my restaurants and my compliments and bits and pieces.
Excellent. So, we'll have you on again, Quanjay. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Take care.
So much.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.